Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Thursday, April 10th, 2025.
Federal judge rules on Mahmoud Khalil's deportation case. A federal judge has decided that Mahmoud Khalil's deportation case will continue in New Jersey. On April 29, 2025, Judge Michael Farbiars rejected a request from the Trump administration to move the case to Louisiana. This ruling is crucial, allowing Khalil's attorneys to fight for his release in a court that may be more sympathetic to their arguments. Khalil, a legal resident, was arrested on March 8, 2025, by immigration agents at Columbia University in New York City during a crackdown on student activists protesting against Israel. After his arrest, he was moved to a detention center in Louisiana, raising serious concerns about his access to legal help and family support. The judge emphasized that the case will remain under New Jersey's jurisdiction. This situation highlights ongoing tensions around immigration policies and the treatment of non-citizen student activists in the U.S., with significant implications for future deportation cases.
Trump targets law firm with executive order. On April 9, 2025, President Donald Trump took decisive action by signing an executive order against the Houston-based law firm Sussman Godfrey. This order suspends access permissions for the firm's lawyers and threatens to cancel federal contracts held by their clients. Trump's move is part of a broader strategy to penalize law firms challenging him, especially those involved in the 2020 election disputes. Sussman Godfrey represents Dominion Voting Systems in libel cases against Trump's former lawyers, Rudy Giuliani and Sidney Powell, over false claims of election fraud. On the same day, a Delaware judge ruled in favor of Dominion in a related case against Newsmax. In 2023, Fox News settled a libel case with Dominion for $787.5 million, highlighting the high stakes involved. Recently, Trump has issued similar orders against four other law firms linked to his legal adversaries, with three winning preliminary rulings against these orders. Sussman Godfrey is also supporting Perkins Coie in its court fight against the Trump administration. During the signing, Trump emphasized the need to uphold the honesty of the American legal system, noting that more law firms are seeking agreements with his administration.
Federal Reserve's concerns over Trump's trade policies. The Federal Reserve has raised concerns about how U.S. President Donald Trump's trade policies might affect economic growth. They indicated that interest rate cuts won't happen quickly, as rising tariffs could lead to higher inflation. Recent meeting minutes revealed that officials are dealing with uncertainty, which could slow down consumer spending and business investment. After Trump announced significant tariffs on imports, global stock markets declined, and U.S. Treasury yields spiked. On April 9, Trump reduced some tariffs to 10% for many countries over the next 90 days. Despite this, the Federal Reserve remains cautious, as clarity is still lacking for decisive action. Economists at Citi warn that uncertainty around trade policies will continue, and tariff-driven price increases could lead to long-term inflation. Federal Reserve officials, including St. Louis Fed President Alberto Musolam and Minneapolis Fed President Neil Kashkari, stressed the need to balance fighting high inflation with rising unemployment, highlighting how interconnected global markets are and the significant impact their decisions have on consumers and businesses.
Investigation into FBI's role in January 6th riot. The U.S. intelligence community has kicked off an investigation into the Federal Bureau of Investigation's role in the January 6, 2021, Capitol riot, which was fueled by supporters of former President Donald Trump. Joseph Kent, Chief of Staff to Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard, confirmed during a Senate Intelligence Committee hearing that the investigation is active, though he didn't specify which of the 18 intelligence agencies is in charge. A December 2021 report from the U.S. Justice Department dismissed conspiracy theories suggesting that FBI operatives were secretly involved, clarifying that while 26 informants were present, they were not authorized to act violently. Senator Mark Kelly raised concerns about the FBI's presence that day, highlighting the number of informants in the crowd. In response, Gabbard announced a new task force aimed at rebuilding trust in the intelligence community, focusing on issues like making intelligence political and leaking information without permission. What does this mean for the future of intelligence in America?
Anthropic's new pricing plan for Claude chatbot. Anthropic, the AI startup backed by Amazon, has introduced a new $200 monthly plan for its Claude chatbot. This plan is perfect for users who rely heavily on its generative AI models, offering them much more usage than the standard Pro plan, which costs $100 a month. This pricing strategy aims to attract more customers and boost profits in the competitive AI landscape, especially against competitors like OpenAI, which offers its ChatGPT Pro service at the same price. By providing different pricing levels, Anthropic is meeting the diverse needs of users and responding to the growing demand for AI solutions. How will this shape the future of AI?
OpenAI's legal showdown with Elon Musk. OpenAI has launched a bold countersuit against Elon Musk, claiming he has harassed the organization amid its shift to a profit-driven approach. Filed on April 9, 2025, this legal action seeks a court order to stop Musk from further unlawful actions. The conflict arises as OpenAI aims to secure a staggering $40 billion in its current fundraising phase, a move Musk has openly condemned. After co-founding OpenAI in 2015, Musk left before its rise and later started his own AI company, xAI, in 2023. His tactics, including public attacks, are seen as attempts to weaken OpenAI for personal gain. A jury trial is set for spring 2026. Recently, Musk's xAI acquired the social media platform X, valued at $33 billion. Earlier this year, he made a massive $97.4 billion unsolicited takeover bid for OpenAI, which was rejected. This ongoing legal battle raises crucial questions about the future of AI and the ethical responsibilities of tech leaders.
Lightmatter's revolutionary photonic chip. Lightmatter, a Silicon Valley startup, is set to transform artificial intelligence with its groundbreaking photonic chip. This innovative technology aims to process data faster and use less energy, making it a potential game changer for AI applications. After raising $850 million in venture capital, the company's valuation has soared to $4.4 billion, showcasing strong investor confidence. CEO Nick Harris emphasizes the need for efficient data processing to tackle AI challenges. Unlike traditional computers that rely on tiny transistors, this chip uses beams of light for calculations, overcoming previous precision issues. While the technology shows great promise, it may take up to a decade to become mainstream. With trillions of dollars at stake in the future of computing, Lightmatter's chip could revolutionize how we handle data across various fields. Imagine a world where your devices think faster and consume less power. This is just the beginning.
Federal appeals court supports Trump administration's workforce cuts. A federal appeals court has backed the Trump administration's decision to terminate thousands of probationary federal workers, reversing a previous order that required their reinstatement. This ruling marks a significant win for the administration's efforts to reduce the federal workforce. It follows a Supreme Court decision that also favored the administration in a related case about mass firings. A split panel from the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that these terminations should be handled through a separate employment process, not federal court litigation. Two judges appointed by Republican presidents supported the administration, while a Democratic appointee dissented. The legal challenges arose from lawsuits filed by nearly two dozen states, including Arizona, California, and New York, which argued that the mass firings would create hardships for recently unemployed workers. Since Donald Trump took office in January 2017, around 24,000 probationary employees have been let go, although about 15,000 have been reinstated to full duty or paid leave. This ongoing legal battle highlights the tensions between state governments and the federal administration over employment policies and employee rights.
U.S. government's new social media policy. the U.S. government has rolled out a new policy that requires checking social media accounts of visa and immigration applicants to identify anti-Semitic activity. This decision has sparked strong reactions from rights advocates, including Jewish groups, who argue it threatens free speech and resembles surveillance. Following a deadly attack by Hamas in October 2023, this policy raises important questions about U.S. support for Israel. It will impact those seeking permanent residency, foreign students, and individuals connected to educational institutions. Critics warn this could lead to increased monitoring of online behavior and possible denial of immigration benefits based on social media activity. As the discussion continues, concerns about privacy and freedom of expression remain at the forefront.
Lee Jae-myung's presidential bid in South Korea. Lee Jae-myung, the leader of South Korea's Democratic Party, has officially announced his candidacy for the presidency. With 34% support in the polls, he aims to bridge the growing gap between the rich and the poor through significant government investments in technology and talent development. The presidential election is set for June 3, 2025. This announcement comes after the political turmoil surrounding former President Yoon Suk-yeol's impeachment, creating opportunities for leaders like Lee. He promotes practical policies that benefit the public. While some conservative critics express concerns about potential strains in relations with the United States and Japan, Lee reassures voters that maintaining strong ties with both nations is a priority. After narrowly losing to Yoon in the 2022 election, Lee's campaign is shaped by a divided political landscape. As the election approaches, he is focused on addressing economic division and political uncertainty. What does this mean for the future of South Korea?
Han Duck-soo pushes for U.S. tariff negotiations. Han Duck-soo, the acting president of South Korea, has unveiled plans to push for tariff negotiations with the United States. This initiative aims to ease financial strain from existing tariffs that raise prices for consumers and upset trade balances. The discussions will take place in Seoul and focus on strengthening trade relations, particularly in key industries like technology and automotive. If successful, these negotiations could lower prices for South Korean shoppers and boost profits for businesses. This effort also aims to enhance diplomatic ties between South Korea and the U.S. What could these changes mean for everyday consumers?
U.S. House passes No Rogue Rulings Act. The U.S. House of Representatives has passed the No Rogue Rulings Act with a vote of 219 to 213. This new law seeks to rein in judicial power by limiting judges' ability to issue nationwide orders that can block government policies, especially those from President Donald Trump regarding immigration and government downsizing. Supporters, including U.S. Representative Daryl Issa and Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, argue that judges have overstepped their bounds. They believe no single judge should have the authority to halt a president's actions. However, critics like Representative Jamie Raskin warn that this bill weakens the rule of law and restricts necessary judicial oversight. The legislation proposes that judges focus their rulings on the specific parties involved, although they can still issue nationwide orders in class action cases. As the bill moves to the Senate, where Republicans hold a slim majority, its future remains uncertain amid ongoing political tensions.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.